So can you describe your nan's house for me?
Yeah, it's a sort of terraced house in the middle of quite a row of houses. When you go in, there's the front room, and it's a traditional Caribbean front room in that you're not allowed in there. All the ornaments are there. I can remember the record player being in there, traditional ornaments, sort of lots of photos of the family, a sofa that nobody ever sits on but still have the plastic cover on to keep it in pristine condition. When you walked in, there was a plastic cover on the carpet so the carpet didn't get messed up. I remember when we were younger, she used to have a thing about doilies were in fashion, so there's lots of doilies and all over the sofas. She had that wallpaper that's like wood chip wallpaper that when it comes time to change it, it's a real good workout getting it off the wall, sort of bright colours. Just a traditional Caribbean front room, really. Then into the main living room, so that's what, sort of where the TV was, the sofa, but she'd also like it would be used as a dining area as well. It sounds silly, but I love the fact that it was a fold-away table, and when it was time for dinner, we could fold the table and take the bit like the table I've got in here, you could fold the table out.
So it seems like your nan's house was a big community hub for your whole family.
Yeah, I mean, even now, because obviously my nan's sort of less mobile than she was, but every weekend, there's sort of four siblings, and they all, only three of them are there, it's a party, and they text the other one, say, you're missing out on the party. And they was like, oh, it's not a party if I'm not there. But my nan's house is always music on, or laughing and joking, taking the mickey out of each other. There's always banter, and it's just a nice time.
Is that your fondest memory of going to your nan's, or do you have another one?
I was pretty much a good boy when I went to visit my nan, but there were times when boys will be boys and they'll get into trouble. And sometimes when your mum and dad tell you off, that's not fair. Anytime my nan told me off, you know what, I mean, you deserve it. She was right and I was wrong. And I couldn't hold any malice, any grudge, because to me, my nanny's just perfect. To me, my nan's my hero.